今天正道的经文在列王记上第十八章一到二节和第十五节到二十四节。过了许久，到第三年，耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你去使亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。以利亚就去要使亚哈得见他。以利亚说，我指着所侍奉永生的万军之耶和华起誓，我今日必使亚哈得见我。于是俄巴底去迎着亚哈，告诉他，亚哈就去迎着以利亚。亚哈见了以利亚，便说，使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？以利亚说，使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去随从巴利。现在你当差遣人招聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那450个先知，并耶洗别和供养侍奉亚舍拉的那400个先知，使他们都上加密山去见我。亚哈就差遣人招聚以色列众人和先知都上加密山。以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。众民一言不答。以利亚对众民说，做耶和华先知的只剩下我一个人，巴利的先知却有450个人，当给我们两只牛犊，巴利的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子放在柴上，不要点火，我也预备一只牛犊放在柴上，也不点火。你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名，那降火显应的神就是神。众民回答说，这话甚好。
Good morning.
早安。
To know Jesus Christ is the most beautiful blessing in life.
这一生最美的祝福就是认识主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to talk to you today about the challenge that we have in our life to honor God before any other.
今天我们一个挑战，就是在我们的生命之中要敬畏神多过一切其他的东西。
I say that this is a challenge because there are so many things that compete for our interest.
我说这是个挑战，因为很多东西都与这个神在竞争，希望得到我们的注意。
But God has promised good life to those who follow Him and put Him first.
但是神对那些尊他为大的，把他放在第一位的人，有一个应许，有一个就是给我们一个美好的人生。
Not always good in how we feel.
他这个美好并不是说我们一定感觉得很好。
But always good when we know the truth.
就是当我们认识真理的时候，我们才发现真是好。
But first, I want to tell you a story.
首先，我要跟大家讲一个故事。
So one day, a young man was writing a letter.To his girlfriend.
有一天，有一个青年人写信给他的女朋友。
She lived just down the street.
他就在这个街那边住的。
He was telling her how much he loved her.
他告诉她他多么的爱她。
The more he wrote, the more poetic he became.
他越写呢越有诗意。
So finally, he said that in order to be with her, he would suffer anything.
他就说我愿意只能够。只要能够 跟你在一起，我愿意受任何的苦。
He'd face the greatest dangers ever.
我愿意面对最大的危险。
In fact, to spend 1 minute alone with her, he would climb the highest mountain in the world.
只要能够跟你在一相处一分钟，我愿意爬最高的山。
Swim across the widest lake.
我愿意游泳渡过最大的湖。
Enter the deepest jungle with his bare hands, fight off all the creatures.
我愿意到了森林里面去打所有的野兽。
He finished the letter and signed his name, and suddenly remembered that he'd forgotten to mention the most important thing.
他写完信的签了名之后，就忽然记得，哎，忘记了一个最重要的东西。
So he said, "Girlfriend, I'll be over Wednesday, so long as it doesn't rain."
他就说，下个礼拜三我要跟你在一起，只要不下雨就行了。
Not so sure that young man was as dedicated.As his words.
我真是不知道他所讲的东西是不是真实，真心的。
And today our story is about a man who was dedicated not only within his words but in his heart.
今天我们要看一个人，他真是对神委身的，不光是在言语上，在他的心里面也是那样子。
This story today is about Elijah.
这是就是关于先知以利亚的事。
It is a true story that happened many years ago.
这是个在 很多年前发生的 一件真的事情。
And the outcome of the story, our challenge today is who are we going to follow?
那个故事的结果就告诉我们到底我们要跟随谁。
For the people that we will meet in our story today, the question is,
我们今天在这个故事当中看见的人，我们发现有一个问题。
Will they choose to follow God?Yahweh,
他们是选择跟从神呢
，or will they follow something else?
还是跟从另外一个东西
？So here are some lessons from a great conflict on Mount Carmel.
今天我们在加密山上看见这个很大的冲突，我们学到一个很大的功课。
The first one is to always trust God.
第一个功课就是说，我们永远都要信靠神。
You see, God is able to guide us in every circumstance.
神能够在每一个情况当中都指引我们的。
But the issue we face is trusting Him.
但是我们所面对的就是要对他信靠。
So a little bit of the background story.
先讲一讲这个故事的背景。
3 years prior to this day.
在这天之前的三年
Elijah had gone into hiding because he had brought an announcement from God that there'd be no rain for several years.
先知以利亚藏起来了，因为他宣告说神要说三年不下雨了。
In fact, no rain until God declared there would be rain.
一直不下雨，只等到神说要下雨。
The outcome of the drought was severe.
那个干旱是非常严重的。
And the king at the time was pretty annoyed.
当时的王就非常的烦恼。
No rain for such a long time made him as a king look pretty silly.
三年不下雨对他做王的王位来说是非有动摇性的。
So it's now, in that setting, that Elijah returns.
在那个情况之下以利亚就回来了。
He's a marked man. King Ahab is looking for him.
他就是那个目标，神这个亚哈王就要见他。
Just been waiting to get his hands on him.
亚哈就要对付他。
Elijah shows though, just how he believes he can trust God.
但是以利亚就告诉我们，他怎么样去信靠这个神。
It may look dangerous, but this was the day to show.That he could trust God.
那是个很危险的一个事情，但是以利亚告诉我们他怎么样去信靠这个神。
So Ahab was blaming him.
所以这个亚哈王呢就怪这个以利亚。
But this was going to be a day when God would be proved faithful and powerful.
但是那一天呢，神就证明他是信实的，他是有能力的。
And Elijah, God's servant, wanted to be part of this day.
那么就是这个神呢今天要彰显他的能力了。
The same can be true for us today.
对我们今天来说还是一样。
If we are available,
只要我们预备好了。
If we have a desire in our heart,
假如我们的心里面有一个愿望。
to trust God,
就是要去信靠神,
God will show himself in amazing ways.
神会彰显他自己的用很奇妙的方法彰显他自己。
Not only will he give us opportunities to show how powerful he is,
他不光是给我们机会去彰显他的能力,
he actually wants to work those powerful miracles through us.
他自己也会借助我们去行他的神迹。
But we must learn to trust him.
但是我们一定要学习去信靠他。
And as I said before, this is the hard part.
就刚才我说的，这就是这就是困难的地方了。
It is easy to say that we trust him.
我们用嘴巴说信靠他是容易的。
But what we must learn is to transfer what we believe in our heart to how we live.
但是在我们生活当中把这个信靠活出来就比较困难了。
Is God urging you forward on something?
不知道神是不是现在正在提醒你要做什么事情。
Maybe you've been doubting or resisting.
可能你正在怀疑或者是拒抗。
Today the challenge is to go ahead and trust God.
今天的挑战就是往前进信靠神。
Take a step of faith.
就是行出信心的一步。
But it's important to note there has to be an understanding in our heart and in our mind that this is what God wants us to do.
但是我们必须要清楚，在我们心中，在我们脑子里面，这是神要我们做的一件事情。
So there's a difference between just saying this is what I want.And I'll go out and God will give it to me.
这里有一个区别的，就是说，不是我自己，我想做什么，所以呢，神一定会帮助我。
Because in this story and in our life, we need to know that God is desiring us to do it.
我们必须要清楚，就是说神，这个事就是神要做的。
And then trusting him, we can go forward in confidence.
因为我们信靠他，我们就可以往前走了。
The setting is,Elijah has returned, and Ahab is annoyed.
好了，这个背景就是这个先知以利亚又回来了，这个王就非常的生气。
Elijah knows that it's God's time to deal with this evil king Ahab.
以利亚知道现在神的时间到了，要去对付这个王了。
Ahab had listened to his wife Jezebel.
这个亚哈的一直听他的太太，这个皇后，这个王后耶洗别。
She had worshipped idols, other gods.
他一直都拜偶像的。
He had no backbone as king.
他作为一个王啊，他是没有真正的支持的。
No inner strength.
他里面是没有力量的。
He kept listening to his evil wife Jezebel.
他老是听他自己那个恶的那个皇后的话。
And as the leader of the nation,
作为整个国家的王，
that meant the whole nation was suffering big time.
就是说，就等于说，整个国家都要受苦了。
So now, evil and injustice must be confronted.
所以呢，以利亚就感觉了，现在我要面对这个恶的势力。
I'll read just the, well, maybe, Wai Kwong, if you read it, 1 Kings 18 and 17 to 19.
我们读刚才的列王记上18章17到19节。亚哈见了以利亚便说，使以色列遭灾的就是你吗？以利亚说，使以色列遭灾的不是我，乃是你和你父家，因为你们离弃耶和华的诫命，去随从巴利。现在你当差遣人招聚以色列众人和侍奉巴利的那450个先知，并耶洗别所供养侍奉亚舍纳的那400个先知，使他们都上加密山去见我。
So in response for being accused of being the troublemaker, Elijah says,
所以当这个王控告这个先知说，就是你使以色列遭灾，这个先知就回答说了，
Elijah wants Ahab to know that Elijah knows the truth.
以利亚要这个王知道，我是知道这个事情的真相。
So he says, I have not troubled Israel, but you have.
这不是我搞乱了以色列，是你呀。
And the trouble has come because you've abandoned the commandments of the Lord and followed these idols, these Baals.
因为你放弃了神的诫命，你去随从这些假神。
So this is what I want you to do today.
所以我要你做一件事情。
Gather all Israel at Mount Carmel.
你把全个以色列的人民招聚在这个加密山那里。
And bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah.
你把那450个假先知，还有那400个拜这个亚舍拉的假先知都招来。
So in essence, he says, let's have a competition.
他就说我们来比赛了。
Bring everything that you've got.
那你把你所有的都带来啊。
And on my side, I just bring God.
那我呢？我只带神着来就够了。
He calls for the contest to prove that he was not the one that was troubling Israel.
他就要借助这个比赛来说，不是我搞乱以色列的。
Now there's a human side to Elijah.
啊，以利亚也是个人。
He is a person.
他也是一个常人。
He's not a robot.
他不是个木偶。
So he has emotions like you and I.
他也有感受的，好像你跟我一样。
He's prone to frustration.
他也会有挫败感的。
He's probably got a problem with being patient.
他也会失去耐性的。
And I can just hear him out of earshot of Ahab.
我也好像隐约的可以听见他这样说。
Saying something like, he's kidding, isn't he? Even as king, he thinks that he can.Confuse all the people.
他说这个王子怎么搞的？他这是骗人民，他以为就这样子可以蒙骗整个以色列。
And he has to be held accountable for the truth.
这个王一定要为这个事情负责任。
Isn't this important if we're going to live for God?
当我们要为神而活的时候，这个是很重要的。
That wrongdoing, even in politics or in high office.Has to be challenged.
就是有人特别做错事情的时候，特别是在政治上，在高位上做错了，我们要去指出他的。
When people are wrong, it is good for them to know that we know the truth.
当别人错的时候，他需要知道我们是知道真相的真理的。
It was Ahab and his gods, Baal and Asherah. That was where the problem was.
问题是这个亚哈王。跟他们所拜的那些偶像。
The lack of rain was their fault, not Elijah's.
不下雨是他们的错，不是先知的错。
The situation is escalating.
这个事情越来越严重了。
And Elijah has come to this day to proclaim that God is the one true God.
以利亚终于要在这里宣告，神就是那一位独一无二的神。
So the second thing, we must trust God, but we must worship only God.
所以第二件事情，我们要信靠神的，就是我们必须要敬拜这位唯一的真神。
So Elijah says in verse 18, I have not made trouble for Israel.
所以在十八节，以利亚说，使以色列遭灾的不是我。
It's Elijah speaking, and he says, "You Ahab and your father's family have made this trouble."
乃是你和你父家。
Ahab had failed to worship God alone.
亚哈王没有敬拜神，这是他的失败。
And sadly, the people had followed him, and so they had failed to worship God alone too.
而且群众呢也有个悲哀，就是他们也跟从这个王去拜偶像。
So Elijah gives them this warning.
所以以利亚就警告他们。
You cannot sit on the fence with God.
你不可以坐在这个栏杆上敬拜神的。
Elijah came near to the people and he said, "How long will you go limping between two different opinions?"
他就对那些人说，说你们徘徊在就是两个神当中要多久啊
？If the Lord is God, follow him.
假如神是神，那你们就跟从他了。
If Baal is God.Then follow him.
假如巴利是神，你们就跟从巴利了。
And the people were silent.
那些人就不讲话了。
Elijah recognizes, he sees in their life that they are not committing one way or the other.
其实以利亚也看得出来，他们的心是不专一的。
They had hesitated.
他们在这里徘徊。
And they weren't worshiping God alone.
他们不是光敬拜这个神。
So we know from other teaching in the Bible, you cannot sit on the fence with God.
我们在圣经别的地方也看见，我们不对神呢不能够三心两意的。
You are either for God Or God says you are against me.
要不你就赞成神，要不你就反对神。
Cannot be a fence sitter.
你不可能坐在那个栏杆上了。
So Elijah, being a man of God, makes this clear to them.
所以他就讲得很清楚。
Elijah says, "Not good enough."
以利亚说这个不行的。
Their lack of conviction was a choice.
你们没有确信，这是你们要决定的。
They chose not to follow God alone.
他们就是决定了去两样都拜。
And he says you cannot stay in neutral.
他说你不能够保持中立的。
We all know that if we want the car to go up a hill,
我们知道假如我们想这个车上山，
we have to put it in gear.
我们就要把那个档次弄好的。
To take it out of neutral, put it in first gear, and climb the hill.
不能把那个档次放在那个中立的地方。
And Elijah is saying, you must trust God and worship God alone.
以利亚就说你们必须要信靠神，唯独敬拜他。
The people were not committing to God and just going along in their life.
那些人并没有委身的。
How often do we sit on the fence as Christians?
很多时候我们也是这样子。
Our faith is real on Sunday.
我们的信心在礼拜天是真实的。
But on other days of the week, we fail to trust God alone.
但是在其他的周一到周六，我们就不是完全的信靠神。
It's very true that we have to live and work in society.
当然我们要在社会上生活工作。
But it's also true that some of us make excuses and moderate our spirituality.
但很多时候我们就有很多的借口来把我们的灵命冲淡了。
And sometimes we even get pushed into a plurality of spirituality.
有的时候我们被人家挤到一个多元化的局面。
So we believe in God, but we also allow other things to influence us.
我们一方面相信神，但是一方面又容许其他的东西来影响我们。
When the temptations of the world are on us, we sometimes end up giving up.
当面对试探的时候，我们往往就放弃了。
Instead of finding the strength to say no.
其实我们应该去有这个力量对世界说不。
And whether we plan it or not, sometimes our life actually leaks a little, and we fail to fully trust God.
有的时候我们的生命就好像漏水那样子的，就没有完全的信靠神。
And so many of these other things in life make promises to us.
我们生命当中很多其他的东西对我们做一些应许。
But without God, promises are empty.
但是没有神的话，那些应许都是空的。
So here's our challenge.
所以这个就是我们的挑战。
It's time to trust God with our whole heart.
现在是全心信靠神的时候。
And worship God alone.
唯独敬拜真神。
The third thing I want to say coming out of this passage is,
这段经文告诉我们第三件事。
Sincerity is definitely overrated.
真诚啊，往往是被人高估的。
Elijah said to them,
以利亚对他们说
I'm the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets.
耶和华的先知只剩下我一个人，但是巴利有450个先知。
Get two bulls for us, let Baal's prophets choose one of them for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood.But not set fire to it.
当给我们两只牛犊，巴利的先知可以挑选一只，切成筷子放在柴上，不要点火。我也预备一只牛犊放在柴上，也不点火。
I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it.
我也是一样。
Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord.
你们求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名。
The God who answers by fire, He is God.
那个从天上降火来烧这个祭的，这个那个就是神。
The people agreed this is a good test.
那些人就说好啊，这是个很好的测验。
This will sort out who truly is God.
这个就会证明谁是真正的神了。
In verse 25, Elijah said, "Choose one of the bulls and prepare it."
以利亚对那些巴利的先知说，你们是人多，就先挑选一个牛犊了。
Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire.
你们求告你们的神，却不要点火。
So they took the bull and prepared it.
他们就拿着那个牛预备好了。
Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon.
然后从早晨到午间， 求告巴利的名。
Baal, answer us, they shouted.
巴利啊，求你应允我们。
But there was no response, no one answered.
却没有声音，没有应允的。
And they even danced around the altar that they had made.
他们在所筑的坛视为拥跳。
How often have you heard in life, it doesn't matter what you believe, so long as you are sincere?
我们在周围常常听到，不论你信什么都好，只要你真诚就行了。
I want to advise you today that that is no good.
我要跟大家说，那不行的。
It's wrong every time.
每次都错的。
Because the object of your faith is most important.
因为你所信的对象是最重要的。
When the contest begins, the prophets of Baal are confident.
当那个比赛开始的时候，那些巴利的先知非常有信心的。
They have home ground advantage.
因为他们在他们的地盘里边。
This is Baal, the false god's backyard.
这是他们的后院呢，巴利的后院。
And they call on Baal for hours and make a real goose of themselves.
他们几个小时在那里呼叫他们的神。
They cause quite a scene with chants and incantations and dancing and swaying.
他们又在那里唱啊，又在那里求啊，又在那里跳啊。
And right here, the human Elijah is exercising patience while he just waits.
你看现在以利亚在那里呢，就是说很有耐性的一个人在那里等。
Elijah is worshiping God alone.
他就是一个人在那里敬拜真神。
But he gives them an opportunity to show how powerful Baal is.
他给他们一个机会，说你们要看看你们的神有多大的能力了。
And maybe he just sits in the dust and the dirt and waits patiently.
他可能就是坐在那个地上尘土上在那里等待。
You see, sometimes patience is part of the process when we trust God.
有的时候，当我们信靠神的时候，是需要耐心。
God will always come through for us.
神最后还是会证明他是真的。
But it may not be in our timing.
但是不一定是我们的时间，按我们的时间表。
Elijah just waits. He is very patient.
以利亚只是站在那里很有耐心的在那里等。
And just to rub it in a little bit, when it gets to noon, he says, "Shout louder to your God."
他在还在那里鼓励他们。到中午的时候，他说：“你们要大声的求告啊！”
he encourages them.
他还在那里鼓励他们呢。
Your God must be deep in thought somewhere.
可能你们的神在那里默想啊。
Or perhaps he's asleep and must be woken up.
可能他已经睡觉了，你们叫醒他呀。
You can be sincerely wrong.
你虽然真诚，但是你可以真诚的错误的。
Sincerity is a nice thing.
真诚听起来很好听。
But we cannot base our life on sincerity.
但是我们的生命不能够建筑在真诚上面。
The prophets of Baal and the people were confident.
那些巴利的先知跟那些群众是相当有信心的。
But Baal didn't light the fire.
但是巴利没有点他们的火。
You can be a genuine person.
你可以很真诚。
You can be authentic.
你可以很真实。
Those are good characteristics.
那些都是好的品格。
But they don't give you any guarantee in life.
但是他们不能够给你任何的保证的。
The guarantee comes when you are following God alone.
当你一个人去跟随真神的时候，那才是保证。
That means you are putting no other gods before God.
就是说你不要把其他的神放在神面前。
So the prophets of Baal break into pandemonium.
所以那些巴利的先知呢就疯狂了。
They are making the loudest noise possible to get Baal's attention.
他们的声音越来越大，要得到这个巴利的注意。
It is so sad on that day. They begin even cutting themselves to get his attention.
是非常的悲哀的，因为他们开始用刀去划他们的身。
You see, they were sincere.
他们很真诚。
But the object of their faith was unable to respond.
但是他们所信靠的对象不能够去回答他们。
It's easy for us to just say Baal couldn't get the job done.
我们或者很容易的会说，这个巴利做不到这个事情。
But their eyes were blinded by Satan.
但是他们的眼睛被撒旦蒙蔽了。
Satan knows how to distract us.
撒旦知道怎么样去引开我们的注意。
And how to deceive us.
他知道怎么去骗我们。
Satan knows our weakness.
他知道我们的软弱。
And he will use whatever is our weakness to take our attention away from God.
他知道怎么利用我们的软弱去把我们引开不注意神。
He knows how to get through our defense.
他知道怎么样去攻破我们的。
So we need to be very, very sure that the focus of our faith is always on God alone.
我们要知道把我们的焦点永远放在神身上。
The next thing I want to say is that God gave Elijah the purpose for that day.
我然后要说呢，就是当天的目标，以利亚从神那里得到的是非常清楚的。
He wanted to show himself powerfully to the people.
神要证明他自己是多么有能力的。
And he chose Elijah to be part of how he was going to show his power.
他就拣选先知以利亚去彰显他自己的能力。
So we need to acknowledge our high calling.
所以我们需要承认我们是有呼召的。
Of what God wants to do.
因为神往往使用我们去达到他的旨意。
If I read from verse 36.
假如我从36节那里开始读呢。
At the time of the sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed.
到了献晚祭的时候，先知以利亚进前来说。
Lord, let it be known today that you are God.
耶和华神呢，求你今天使人知道你是以色列的神。
And that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command.
也知道我是你的仆人，又是奉你的命行这一切事。
Elijah was wanting to be absolutely certain that the people who were present that day and saw what was happening recognized that this was God.Who was at work?
以利亚要当时的群众很清楚地知道，现在神要行事了。
And with total respect, he says, "Lord, answer me."
所以他就说，神啊，求你答应我。
So that these people will know that you are God.
使这民知道你耶和华是神。
And that the purpose of today is that they will turn their hearts back to you.
又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
And verse 38 is amazing.
38节非常的奇妙。
It's a miracle.
那是一个神迹。
In the middle of the day.
就是在白日的当天。
It says the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice.
神的火就降下来消尽这个燔祭。
And more than that, it also licked up the water in the trench.
连那个沟里的水也被这个火烧了。
And 39 is just as important.
39节也是很重要的。
When the people saw it,
当那些人看见的时候，
they fell face down.
他们就伏在地。
And said in a loud voice,
他们就大声地说，
The Lord, He is God.
耶和华是神。
We need to acknowledge our high calling.
我们必须要知道我们是有呼召的。
Because God requires us to trust Him and to sincerely worship Him.
因为神要求我们信靠他。
But wants us to be involved with Him.
但是神要我们卷入他的事工里。
We have the awesome task of testifying the greatness of God.
我们有一个很伟大的使命，要去见证我们的神。
His grace and mercy displayed in Jesus.
就是他的恩典，他的怜悯在耶稣那里彰显出来。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
还有圣灵的大能。
Gives us the strength and the ability to witness to His glory.
给我们力量。去见证我们神的荣耀。
In 38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
38节说，于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。
When God wants to prove His power,
当神要彰显他的能力的时候。
There is nothing that can stand in His way.
没有一样东西可以拦阻的。
So the final thing this morning, get excited about that truth.
所以最后一个信息就是说，今天我们要为这个信息感觉到很，这个真理感觉到很兴奋。
Lord, answer me so these people will know that you, Lord, are God.
主啊，求你应允我，使这些人知道你是真神。
And that you are turning their hearts back to you.
你就要叫他们的心回转到你那里。
Then the fire consumed the sacrifice.
然后这个火就降下来呀。
And when the people saw it, there was a response in their heart.
当这些人看到的时候，他们就有心里面就有个回转。
They saw it with their eyes. They knew it with their mind.
他们眼睛看到，他们脑子里面想到了。
But the most important response was from their heart.
他们最重要的一个回答是从心里面发出来的。
They fell to their knees.
他们就伏伏在地。
They put their faces to the ground.
他们把脸都伏伏贴在地上。
Sometimes to follow God completely.Is humbling.
很多时候，当我们要完完全全的跟从主的时候，是非常叫我们能够谦卑下来的。
To live for Him and trust Him is always humbling.
我们能够为他而活，信靠他，永远都是叫我们谦卑下来的。
We do choose the wrong gods very often.
很多时候，我们选择的是一些错的神、假神。
But the wonderful thing is that God gives us an opportunity to get it right.
但是神呢，永远给我们一个机会把它纠正。
He gives us the opportunity to experience His grace.
他给我们机会，让我们经验他的恩典。
And then we get to enjoy His mercy.
我们就能够享受他的怜悯。
You see, God is loving and caring.
因为神是慈爱的，他是顾念我们的。
Patient and kind.
他也有恩慈，他也有忍耐。
But he also is judge.
但是他也是我们的审判官。
And he knows the difference between what we say and what we do.
他知道我们所讲的跟我们所做的有区别。
He knows the difference by what we know is right and how we live our life.
他知道我们心里面想到什么是对的，但是他也知道我们活出来的是怎么样。
And on the day that we've looked at today,
当我们今天看到这一天的时候，
He knew how important it was for the people to turn their hearts back to Him.
他知道有一个事情很重要，就是那些人的心要重新转回到耶和华身上。
Today, if there are struggles in your life,
今天假如你的生命有挣扎。
Choose God, trust Him.
你要选择神，你要信靠他。
Worship Him alone.
单单的敬拜他。
Do it sincerely, knowing that your trust is only in Him.
你要真诚的去这样做，知道你的信靠是单单放在他身上。
And prepare to testify that He is the one true God.
并且要准备好去见证他是唯一。你所敬拜的。
Seek strength.
求神给你力量。
Through prayer.
用你的祷告来求。
Through reading His word faithfully.
你要常常读神的话。
Through listening attentively to those who would teach scripture to you.
教导圣经的人，我们要好好的听他们讲。
Enjoy God.
并且享受这个神
and grow in faith.
并且在信心方面成长。
Let me pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you for your grace, your mercy, and for all that you do for us.
神啊，我们为你的恩典、你的怜悯、为你所在我们身上所做的，感谢你。
Would you encourage us to know you intimately?
请你今天鼓励我们更加的亲密的认识你。
Strengthen us by the power of your spirit.
请你用圣灵的大能来坚强我们。
And thank you most of all.
我们感谢你。
For the most beautiful blessing.
因为你给我们的是人生最好的祝福。
Which is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
就是耶稣基督。
In Jesus we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.
Amen.
May God richly bless you.
愿神祝福你们